The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
See what we can find out about the world that we live in and discuss with a plum here on Good Day, or maybe with a banana. Jennifer Horn is here to entertain and enthrall you, along with Richard Fadden and Kenny Kessler. Doug Steffens' Good Day program for the first day of Labor Day weekend. Yay, long weekend! No. Well, we'll be here Monday. Arby's. How many people actually still eat at an Arby's?
But I just asked somebody yesterday. I'm like, where is there an Arby's?
Arby's.
We don't have one close
by.
Yeah,
we have a couple around us. Yeah. We never go there.
But apparently,
I used to love it when I would go visit my grandmother in Denver. They used to have an Arby's.
Yeah, Arby's used to be better or more plentiful. There were more of them around. But there aren't too many. And maybe it's because of the sort of thing that happened at one of their Florida restaurants. They fired the manager of the Arby's and suspended a clerk after a female police officer said she had been denied service because she was a police woman. Arby's spokesperson confirmed that manager Angel Mirabal and clerk Kenneth Davenport were disciplined. This is the roast beef.
Disciplined.
Disciplined, yes.
Not fired.
No. The Pembroke Pines police person was Sergeant Jennifer Martin. Pulled up to the drive-thru, ordered a meal. When she handed her credit card over to pay, the clerk refused to ring her order up. And then she said, quote, he doesn't want to serve me because I'm a police officer. That's what the manager said.
I would lose my mind if I were this police officer. I don't, with all the stuff that's going on with the police already, I would say, you know what, ma'am, thanks for not serving me. I will never come back here again. I hope you get
well, let everybody know it. So the sergeant finally got her food, but she said she was too nervous to eat it because you know what happens.
Yeah.
When you go into a restaurant, somebody give them a hard time. They spit in it. They put whatever they can, feces, anyway. So the department tweeted about the incident. The chief said it was unacceptable, and apparently, so they say, there was a misunderstanding, and the comments were an attempt at a joke.
Oh,
but
right.
The police officer,
about that?
They fired the manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Suspended.
And they fired
the,
yeah, right. The manager said, we do not hate police officers. We don't hate anybody. We're trying to get people in and out of the drive-thru. Really? So
that's a way to do it. Just don't serve them.
Listen to this. The local McDonald's across the street partnered with a local radio station and delivered bags of food to the police department.
Oh, great. Trying
so
to kill them
smart.
Now.
No, but that is so smart
it
on
is.
The part of McDonald's.
Of course
yep.
It is. The Dunkin' Donuts did the same thing. Yeah. That's that kind of silly stuff. Okay. A 19-year-old man from Texas is the loser of the week, was posing for a shot with a selfie camera, social media selfie.
Yeah.
He had a gun in his hand.
He didn't forget which was which, did he?
Yes, he did.
No.
Good.
He shot himself and died of the wounds in Houston,
you know,
on Wednesday.
Darwin.
Let me ease your mind. This is okay.
Yeah.
This is okay, because if you put a loaded gun to your head along with the camera, just going to say you might be a drain on the planet.
You think so? That's up to you to decide that? How dare you?
You know what? I'm not deciding it. He decided it. I am commenting on his decision.
Mm-hmm. You know, and this is what makes me wonder why sometimes we go to such efforts to try and save stupid people.
I know.
Yeah, no kidding.
The paramedics rushed out to try to save him. Why?
Why?
Why would you want to save this guy?
Yesterday we were talking about how we give needle exchange programs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
People trying to kill themselves by giving them intravenous drugs. And we are doing whatever we can to save
spending
them.
Spending a lot of money.
And
yep.
Here's a guy putting a gun to his... You know, some people just... They want... They just... Ugh.
I know.
So depressing.
It's kind of like the guy who took the selfie with the rattlesnake the other day.
Right,
and
same thing.
Yeah. By the, it's like, yeah. You know what? I'm not even going to suck out the venom for you, sir. Not going to do it. I just
won't. That's stupid. Hello. All right, San Francisco man found a $20 bill on a street outside an IHOP and played it in the California lottery. Won himself $1 million this week.
Isn't that awesome? And he didn't even win. He didn't even do it with the like the regular you pick the numbers and the balls drop kind of thing. No, he did. What a scratcher!
It was a scratcher.
A million bucks on a scratcher.
They say your odds are much better with the scratchers. Than
yeah,
the
dollar.
I don't know how to do that. How do you do the scratch?
You take a coin and you scratch it off.
Coin.
You just buy any. How do you? What denomination?
The dollar, $2,
any amount you want to spend.
Yeah.
So how much is it? $5, $10, $20 ticket.
All right, so what do you get for $5 if you win?
Okay, you can either, for $5, you can either buy five $1 tickets, or now they have the supersized card where you can buy one ticket that costs $5, but you have a bunch of chances to win. And it depends on the card. You can win, you know,
$100,
$100,000,
$10,000. Right.
Yeah, it just depends.
Really?
You have to
match the numbers. Usually, they have their numbers, and if your numbers match, you win something, depending on how many numbers you match.
Okay. We've all been talking.
Never had a scratcher
I know.
Before.
What's wrong with
Where
you?
Where do you live?
What are you taking shots
what
at me for?
Doing?
I'm asking
I'm
you a
not
question.
Taking a shot. I'm asking you a question. How did you never have a scratcher?
I have scratchers all the time.
Well, I'm not talking about that. That's a personal problem.
Right hand, all the time.
Ooh.
So this is everybody. While everybody's talking about the NFL and Tom Brady, here's this group of disgruntled fans who sued the NFL. Nobody at the NFL wants to talk about this. The seating fiasco at the Super Bowl game a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
They appealed a $76,000 jury award in the hopes that they will get more money. Federal jury ruled in favor of these seven fans who claimed the NFL breached its ticket contract by not having all the temporary seats ready in time for the Super Bowl in Dallas. Jury sided with the fans, awarded them amounts ranging from $5,700 to $22,000, depending on what their gripe was. So, in the best style of what the NFL has come to be known as, a bunch of big jerks, they're appealing this. Why don't you shut up? Why don't you give them the money, have a big celebration? Look at the Super Bowl. We have fans that are fighting over seats for the Super Bowl. That's not worth $76,000 in promotion for you, you nutbirds?
I thought the same thing yesterday when I heard that Roger Goodell was going to appeal the overturning of the Tom Brady decision. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why appeal it?
Yeah.
Why not just move along?
Right. Because it's their damned ego.
Well, he claims that he's trying to save
their credibility.
Right.
Football. Yeah, right. They've got a lot of credibility.
You know,
look at the record of the concussions and how they're taking care of the football players.
Forget that. At this point, just let him go. You've lost.
Because you're a loser. They're all a bunch of losers. My God. Whew. And by the way, Jennifer and I were talking about this earlier, even though she's enthralled with his looks. I'm not so sure Tom Brady is that good a guy.
I'm not enthralled with his looks. I think he's too pretty, actually.
I think if he cheats on the women in his life, he's likely to be a cheater on the field.
Only reason you hear me liking Tom Brady is because I have him on my fantasy football team.
Okay. You didn't apply that same rule to Bill Clinton.
No,
you talking to me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, why? How do you know I didn't? I never. I just don't talk
I know
about
you
it.
Did.
I didn't. Well,
I
how
sat
do
right
mean?
Next to you for all the years.
But I didn't say. What
What's
do you want
that
me
have
say?
To do with anything?
Well, I didn't. No, I don't think I put it like that. I think what I said with all of
all
the
of
hoopla.
Tom Brady is a cheater.
Well, but I think there are a lot of other people. I have no use for Bill Clinton in that regard. I think that a lot of people have tied when you tie. Would Clinton? Let's put it in the same perspective that I put it in.
Be pretty
now listen to me for a second. All right, you just were talking. If you'd be quiet for a minute, I will.
Yeah,
I'm waiting.
All right. Yeah. No, you're not. You're trying to goad me into some other position, so you think you'll look like the big guy.
Oh, is that what I need to do?
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Okay, hold on a minute.
Let me just sit back and let that happen. Go ahead.
Here we go.
You sitting on that orange ball?
Yeah. Anybody have the popcorn? All right, Dougie.
Good.
return.
So what I said about Bill Clinton had nothing to do. I think he did a good job as president. I think as a human being, he's a cur. Same thing as Jimmy Carter. Nice human being, horrible president. In terms of maybe you put the same application to Barack Obama or to George Bush or to LBJ, some of our better presidents. The exception to that rule would be Dwight Eisenhower, who was a good human being and also a good president. But he cheated on his wife. Okay? So what does it mean in terms of, I mean, he apologized. I don't know what was going on at home, but it was clear that he was having an affair with, I think her name was Catherine Summersby, who was his driver in Europe during World War II. And so did that make him, it makes him a bad husband. It makes him sort of a bad guy because I just, there's something about that that doesn't set well. But it, the two are separable, I think. In the but so the Tom only case Brady. Where I, but I don't think that's the case in Tom Brady. Well, there's two different things. But I my sense of him, and that was the point that I was trying to make,
okay.
was that he was a cheater, and he's a cheater in his personal life, and he's a cheater on the field.
But gotcha. He could still be a
good president. I don't think that Bill Clinton was a cheater when it came to doing his work as president. But I don't.
He could have shot Osama bin Laden, but he was on trial. Don't forget.
Well, that was. But what is that going to do with?
Just to clarify.
On file, you mean for lying or not knowing what the definition of is or whatever it was?
Yeah, he was getting impeached, mm-hmm. And he, that's why he chose not to take the shot at Osama bin Laden. He didn't give the order. They could have killed him.
Mm-hmm. So we could have gotten rid of Osama bin Laden before September 11th.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh huh. So well, September 11th is Bill Clinton's fault.
Could be.
So I just want to clarify.
I understand. You can make that argument.
Here.
Yes, Rich.
Your position here is
was eating into commercial time.
It depends mm-hmm. on person to person.
It does.
Some person might be a cheater with their spouse or girlfriend yep. and not cheat at work. Mm. But some people may be a cheater with their spouse or girlfriend and cheat at work. It just depends on the person to you.
Correct.
Okay, good. I got you. Thank you.
That's really good, Rich.
It's down.
It's a person to person sort of thing. Yeah. I think each individual episode or event. Is different, and I gave a couple of pretty good examples.
Yeah,
like Jimmy Carter. And
I'm all with you.
I don't know. George Bush cheated on his wife, the father. I don't know, man. I don't know about the son. But Barbara Bush is such a strong character. That doesn't do anything other
they're
than
pretty much a given to be the kind of guy you need to be the president. Mm-hmm. You're going to be
gonna
a cheater.
Cheat.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a given?
I don't think
it's a personality thing.
As much as
anybody who thinks they can control the free world.
Do you think that Obama has cheated on his wife?
Wasn't there some stories of
yeah, that he cheated with Beyonce? Remember
right,
that?
Yeah, that's
all right.
Yeah.
I'm watching the first season of 24, where then Senator Palmer gets the hoochie coo with one of his assistants. He's getting pretty interested in it.
Well, yeah, because he had that terrible wife. Remember?
Oh, oof.
Yeah.
All right, 21 after the hour. Good, 20 after the hour. Good day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Thursday through Monday at Kohl's, get Labor Day weekend savings. Take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pack. Then, save on everything your family needs to go back to school, like 30 to 50% off jeans and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Be yourself. Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Yeah.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Time for a Beyonce concert, Jen Jen.
Yay, I like her.
She's 34 years old today and worth $250 million. Not a bad deal.
No.
One of the largest or richest celebrities with the largest annual income. I don't know why it is that people so focus on that. Yachts, houses, cars, that sort of thing.
She's got a ton of money. What's not to focus on?
Is she good, though? Actually, she's quite a good businesswoman. And Jay-Z, I always confuse Jay-Z and that other, as the president calls him, jackass.
Kanye?
Kanye?
Yeah, right. And I probably ought
they're
not
buddies.
To.
They're buddies. Well, they're buddies.
So what does Jay-Z have going for
him? They're business together.
Jay-Z's a little more of a mogul. I mean, Jay-Z's kind of a mogul. He
is
had
he
his
a good
own...
guy, or is he an egomaniac like...
He's got his moments.
He does.
I mean, he's not like Kanye, where he's out there running. Definitely more respectful.
Do you plan any more of her music, Richie?
Yeah, you want to do
it? Yeah, I don't know. I'm a little concert for Beyonce's birthday. What'd you say, Jen Jen?
He's a little classier than Kanye. He doesn't run his mouth like that, but he kind of has an empire. I mean, he's a good businessman. He's had hits of his own, but, I mean, I think he has ownership in the Nets.
The Nets.
Yes, he does.
All right, so how would you compare Mariah Carey to Beyonce years beyond? Mariah is, what, about 46, 47? How old is
Mariah? Mariah could have been Beyonce's kind of the Mariah, although I think Beyonce's had a longer, successful career than Mariah.
Earlier on.
Mariah had a lot of hits in the 90s, but after that, she hasn't had too much going on.
Mm-hmm.
She's just such a personality.
You're talking about Mariah.
Right. I mean, she's still in the public
eye. Is Beyonce a personality? What is her personality like?
She's quiet.
Is she?
I would say. I mean, she kind of, she definitely performs and does her thing, but I don't think that she really gets out and causes a lot of drama on social media. Would you guys say that's fair?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't see her on TMZ or anything.
No,
yeah,
right. So, but Jay-Z, apparently we're talking about cheaters, is sort of notorious for that, is he or not?
Jay-Z?
Yeah.
I think so.
Are they happily married?
Who was it? Was it Jay-Z's sister or Beyonce's sister in the elevator?
Beyonce. So
Beyonce's sister thought that Jay-Z was a cheater. Remember where they got into it in the
That's why. In the back of my mind, I had that.
And then when I saw they were worth together worth about $900 million.
Yeah.
She's worth $250 million. He's worth whatever the rest is, $650 million.
And the rumor is that maybe their marriage isn't in the greatest shape, I think, mm-hmm. but that they stay together because they've got a kid, number one.
Right.
And then number two, they have this empire together. So, well, I mean, the two of them are definitely stronger together than they are apart.
So it's worth it economically. And if they have to split $900 million, she's only worth $250 now, and then she ends up with $450.
Yeah. What's her kid's name? Like Blue?
Blue Ivy.
Yeah, Blue.
Blue J?
Oh, Blue.
Blue Ivy.
What's his name? Jay-Z? Bluesy? What's his last name?
Bluesy.
What is his real name? Isn't it Jay? What is it? Jay something?
Look here. Hold on a second.
Well, it can't be Jay-Z. He's like LL Cool J. His name is James.
Yeah, so he has a different
symbol,
last
like
name,
James
but I
Smith
think
or something.
His Jay.
Yeah. His real name is Jay. His last name could be Zoranovitz.
There you go.
Sean Corey Carter.
Oh.
That's his real name?
That was my next guess.
Yeah.
Sean Corey Carter.
Yep.
So I thought
that's
there
right, because she has Mrs. Carter. That's one of her little names. Yeah, okay.
Sean Puffy Combs. Right, Sean Combs?
Yes.
What, Puff Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
How about that? I remember that, Jennifer.
I'm very proud of you.
Are you really?
Beyonce Giselle Knowles. So she used her real name.
Yeah.
All right. So it's just interesting to look around. And how it is on Forbes magazine that they list in a sexist, very sexist way. I've lost a little respect for Forbes with some of his takes. For example, he made the guy running Monsanto the business person of the year. Give me a break.
Good guy runs a great business.
Yeah.
Right.
What are you talking about? Monsanto?
Monsanto.
Oh, yeah.
Can't knock him.
Killing people right and left.
In the world.
Never has to go to jail.
Sure.
For doing it. Congratulations. 29 past the hour. Birthday from Beyonce. She's responsible for our thought of the day on Doug's Good Day.
Hey, do you feel young at heart? You do. But are you is the question. This is Dr. James on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In the news, the feds say 3 out of 4 of us have hearts that are actually older than our birthday ages. In other words, if you're 30, your heart age is 35 or more. 50? 58 maybe? And it's all got to do with risk factors. As heart disease is still the number one killer, we need to fix this, and we can. The COC advice on how to make your heart younger? Check out your actual heart age as opposed to its birthday age by going to my website, drchambersoncall.com, and click on the link. If it turns out your heart age is not what you hope, look at your risk factors, smoking, high blood pressure, weight, and fix them. If you have multiple risk factors, focus on the biggie. That's what I'm doing, as my heart age is a little ahead of my birth age, and it's all because of my weight. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Most people have a definite opinion about their driving.
Which one of you is the better driver?
I want to say my husband is.
Definitely. But I wanted her to say that, though.
But when it comes to which cities have the best drivers, as always, Allstate has the hard proof. The company has released its 11th annual America's Best Drivers Report, and this year we've got a new top city. Vice President of Auto Claims at Allstate, Jim Letter.
For the first time ever, Kansas City, Kansas is the safest driving city in America.
Kansas City is followed by Brownsville, Texas, and Boise, Idaho. New to this year's report is data from Allstate's DriveWise, which found a correlation between heartbreaking events and an increase in crashes. Drivers in Des Moines, Iowa experienced the least amount of heartbreaking in the country.
Our goal each year is to encourage the country's discussion on safe driving and hopefully save lives.
Allstate says to avoid heartbreaking, leave a safe distance between you and the car in front of you and keep your eyes on the road. Want to see how your city ranked? Go to allstate.com/bestdriversreport.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy
healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
After the hour, I got my fiddle out, and I'm playing for Jennifer. Yes, that's a fiddle. Jennifer Horn is here, with Richard Fadden, Kenny Kessler, and the stories today are not necessarily the news or the top of the news. Here's the story from Tennessee this weekend. You know, a lot of police are going to be out looking to catch you if you're speeding, because there'll be 30 million people driving around this weekend. So look out for that. Here's how they're making, well, they're looking for different things in Tennessee. State troopers are trying to, in some way, shape, or form, get people to focus on driving. So what they've done is buy a big truck outfitted with the usual things, the blue lights, flashing lights, decals of the Tennessee Highway Patrol. But the people that are passing the truck are paying no attention. They're texting and they're driving, and it's against the law to do that in Tennessee. So they've got this big rig, and they're actually able to look down into the cars to see that people are breaking the law. And that's how they are getting these people. From their high vantage point in the truck, they spot drivers who keep their phones down below the window level, so that if you were at their same height driving a regular car, you wouldn't be able to see in and see them using the phone and texting. But with this truck, they can see you texting, and they pull you over. And some of these people are so clueless, so distracted by what they're doing, and that's the point of all of this, that they don't even see this big rig next to them. They're not looking around them to see what's around them.
Scary. Ride down the street.
It is.
And
people not paying attention
to you.
Yeah.
And look at all of the people just looking down.
It's a curse.
Yeah. Looking down. Yeah.
Everybody's doing something.
Right. Yeah. So anyway.
And I'm guilty of it, too.
Yeah, I do it.
I'm not going to throw stones because I do the same thing.
The only reason I'm telling you this is to be aware of what people will be looking for this weekend, but ought to be looking for all the time. I mean, you know what? And we
so you're actually giving the people that are texting and driving a little warning to look out for a truck before you look down
keep
and
your
do
eyes
your next
out,
text.
Right, exactly. And if it works there, you can be sure. Right, exactly. They'll do it in other states. I can see this in California, like tomorrow. They love this kind of stuff. They're new gizmos. They can the policemen want to go out and drive a freight liner. Get into that freight liner and drive down the road. That'd be a lot more fun than driving a police cruiser.
I'd like to get pulled over by a Tyson chicken tractor trailer. Excuse me, sir. Saw you texting and driving, and here's a free chicken sandwich.
Uh-huh. Right. The Phoenix mother. I told you I was going to do stories like this. I'm not doing that one. All right, here we go.
Doug's on a Friday sabbatical, by the way.
I am not interested. It's a holiday weekend. Everybody knows what's been going on all week. If you don't know, go check out the poll at DougStefan.com and listen to the Talk Radio Countdown show on many of these same stations over the weekend. Right now, I want us to know what's going on in the world of art. You all know how classy this program is and how much of an artiste
I am. Oh, it's uptown.
I am really interested in the finer things in life.
Like pulling ticks out of your hair at a fine restaurant after you've been farming all day.
And don't forget showering in the swimming pool.
Authorities have nabbed a fellow who's accused of spray painting images of Sasquatch on public property up in Kennebunk, Maine. Big beach area. A lot of people there this summer. Police in this town didn't find the graffiti featuring Bigfoot all that amusing. So they charged this fellow who has done the work, his name is Freeman Hatch, with criminal mischief. And also, apparently, there were some drugs involved that he had on him when they arrested him.
No. That's shocking.
Isn't it? Yeah, it really is shocking. Yeah. So there's that. But I want to support the public arts as much as possible. I think, and this fellow is just... if you look at the picture, we've got it posted at DougStefan.com.
Hey, listen, all you need to do is ride the Amtrak train from Washington to New York.
Look out the window.
See all the public art you need.
Yeah.
Size of buildings, size of bridges.
On the trains themselves.
Yep.
Right. Okay, we have also a story at DougStefan.com about a boxer who apparently is a painter. So if you look at the bag, the punching bag in this story, which again you can find at DougStefan.com, his name is Bart Van Pullenen. And he starts by wrapping a canvas around a punching bag, and then he dips his gloves into paint and punches the bag until he's got a piece of art. And he's now selling these. How much is he getting for these, Kenny?
However much is too much.
But if you look at the picture, well, how is this different than some of the other stuff where you see artists just take the spray and throw it at the canvas? Wow, look at that masterpiece. What? It's a bunch of paint on a canvas. What are you talking about? Masterpiece.
You just don't know how to interpret it.
Oh, really? Okay, how do I interpret this then? Look at you can see the picture at DougStefan.com?
Look at the box. It's brilliant.
It's genius.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Well, he's apparently got some people interested in it because he's keeping it up.
As valuable as what somebody will pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So how much would you pay for it? How much has he sold these for?
I wouldn't pay a plum nickel, but somebody might.
$1,000? $2,000? $3,000? And in 100 years, it'll be worth 15 times as much. Because back
only
in 2015. Right, so should we stop talking about it?
In 100 years, it'll be worth a buck.
You think that's it?
Yeah, most of the stuff is trends.
It's kind of like, in a manner of speaking, the music of today. We have some music that has lasted, for example, Bach and Beethoven. Now that stuff's been around for centuries. Will the Beatles be around for centuries? Yep. Frank Sinatra around for centuries? Yep. Who else? Who's around now? Madonna? Madonna music going to last for centuries? How about Adele? Will her music be around centuries from now?
I don't don't know. It'll be, you know, or she's on track to make that happen. But someone like Madonna is more of a pop culture icon than someone like Adele. And I think that's important to make for your longevity.
I think
Lady Gaga has more of a chance than Adele.
Gaga.
The way music is consumed nowadays,
yeah,
it's going to be really hard to be Madonna again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's my point. Elvis. It is. It's hard for me to imagine that there will be iconoclast. Name one performer today. We could in the 60s, Elvis, Chuck Berry. How many people, Richie, even though you didn't grow up in that era, how many of those names do you know? Part of your common everyday interest in music. You know them all. How many people around today in music are going to be around even 20, 30 years?
It's so hard to stay around.
Other than maybe Garth Brooks.
Need to be Miley Cyrus, or do you need to be something
in order
like
to be
that
remembered?
To stick around and to make your splash? Because
and is she just a flash in the pan because she's just kind of a shocking personality? Mm-hmm. And does that go away?
I mean, think about the 90s. Most of the bands that can think of from the 90s were one, maybe two albums, and done.
Done.
U2 started in the 80s, but I would consider
U2 was late 70s, yeah.
Yeah.
U2
79.
Like
the Boss.
Really?
I think Bruce Springsteen's music will last.
From the Stones.
The Stones, yep. That's a good example. Yeah, yeah.
You can do it all day long in the 70s. It's easy. 70s right. is easy. Hmm. 80s, you know, okay. You got Van Halen's and you got your, you know. Your
Van Halen lasts the test of time?
Yes, absolutely.
Really? Sure.
Really. The Back to the Future film series, back to 1985. Remember the time-traveling DeLorean used garbage as its fuel?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay, so now we have Michiko Iwamoto. Michiko Iwamoto saw the movie as a young man. He's now the CEO of a company called Jetplan, a firm focused on recycling technologies. So he and his company have teamed up with NBC and Universal Entertainment to create a real-world version of the DeLorean that was used in the Back to the Future movie. It's called Mr. Fusion. And they use this product that comes from old clothing to power the car. They're going to drive it through Tokyo in October, and they got a new film about it, apparently. Looks like it, anyway. So this guy's dream comes through. He's going to get a lot of coverage in Japan, and apparently he's going to get coverage over here because we're talking about it, so we know what's going on. How about a car powered by your old clothing? How much old clothing you get around the house, Kenny?
It doesn't travel through time, though, right?
No, it doesn't. Who cares? Then, right?
You got that's something, a bonus thing you have to
have. I can't go back to 1984. It's nothing for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got a lot of old clothing here around. According to the focus group, I have a lot of old clothing. It ought to go into something like that.
Yeah, you go back into 1984 every time you reach into that closet, right?
Corduroy pants and turtlenecks.
I knew I shouldn't have brought that up. Okay, in a moment,
a
focus on a new, speaking of a singer who may or may not be around, a former SEAL who has a new pop song. We'll meet Pete Scobell in just a few moments here on Good Day.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished cut stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off fellow with 20% off Dream Home laminates. Plus great floors, woodlike tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This Thursday.
Tuesday through Monday at Kohl's, get Labor Day weekend savings. Take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pack. Then, save on everything your family needs to go back to school, like 30 to 50% off jeans and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Be yourself. Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Pen. As you stock up on school supplies for back to school, it's important to equip your child with the right tools, but also the skills to combat bullying. Leading writing instrument company Pilot Pen wants to help. Did you know Pilot's Friction Clicker, a retractable gel ink pen that writes smoothly and erases cleanly, also supports a great cause? Pilot is donating at least $125,000 from sales of Friction to national nonprofit Stomp Out Bullying to fund educational programs in schools. Greta Monahan, lifestyle expert, TLC star, and mom.
Every 7 minutes a child is bullied. Adult intervention happens 4% of the time, peer intervention 11% of the time, and no intervention 85% of the time. One in four kids is bullied, and 8% miss at least one class per month for fear of bullies. We need to help empower our children to stand up to bullies and speak up if they or someone they know is being bullied.
Help Pilot and Stomp Out Bullying erase bullying for good. For more information, visit www.helperasebullying.com.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready. Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, one subject notebooks are just 17 cents each.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
I can't find Pete, but I wanted to hear his song, Homer Steele.
He's on a mission.
Yeah, he is.
He's going to sneak right into your studio.
Tried to kill a bottle of crown. Then I tried to wash it down. Something I know wasn't good. And I went wild.
It's called Wild from an album called Walking on a Wire. Pete Scovell served 17 years in the Navy as a SEAL. Speaks on behalf of the Center for Brain Health at the University of Dallas. Speaks to SEALs around the country and their families. Hosts retreats by the Bureau of Naval Medical. I see a lot of these SEALs, a lot of people that have been in the service, have the same problem as football players because they've been damaged by the IEDs? What are the landmines referred to? We all know. You know, what has happened to many of these people that are being studied the same as football players are. Unfortunately, a lot of our officials don't want to acknowledge it. It's pretty much the same as the NFL. They don't want to have taxpayer dollars paid to take care of these people that they put in harm's way. So anyway, he's benefiting the Chris Kyle Foundation with this song, it appears. So the if you're interested, this album is released next Friday, the 11th. And you can go to PeteScovell.com. Pete Scovell, S-C-O-V-E-L-L, PeteScovell.com. Find out about the music, find out about him, find out about his story, his career, and why he's doing this to help some of the former SEALs that have been ignored by you and me through our government. Ignored completely. Come back with all kinds of maladies, and the government basically says, go screw. We're not interested. That's I'd like to put some of those people, you know, you talk about this lady who's in jail because she wouldn't abide by the law, the clerk. There are plenty of people that work at the VA that ought to be in jail too, because they have completely, the malfeasance at the VA the way our soldiers that we ask. They volunteer, we put them in harm's way, and then we screw them when they come home and they're psychologically messed up, much more so than the physical maladies. They can treat those, but they don't want to treat the mental and emotional problems that so many of these, maybe a bigger problem.
There's such a stigma that men shouldn't have these problems.
Oh, really?
And,
So then we have a weakened society because of this stupid attitude toward a problem that needs to be corrected. So shame on us. Shame on the government for letting these people suffer. That's what Pete Scobell is all about, telling that story.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I heard a lot of talk about how good the Japanese businessmen are. Quite frankly, I'm sorry, I don't get it. I don't see it. I'm not impressed. Not one iota. You'll fly it.
Working hard to make a living.
Like a bunch of Yokohama mamas. No offense.
No offense taken. Michael Keaton has a birthday this weekend. He'll be 64. This is Jimmy Barnes singing the music from the movie Gung Ho called Working Class Man. It was a big movie this week in 1986. Working Class Man. So, Chucker, what do you most like about the varied career? He's gone from playing roles like this to being Batman. This guy, and now he's sort of coming back, it would seem. His last movie was certainly very good. What do you think?
I'm a big fan. I mean, I like him as Batman. I think his best serious role is a movie in 1988 called Clean and Sober, where he played an alcoholic in denial. I thought he was terrific, and that film should have been nominated for an Oscar. But I love Night Shift, which is his first film. I thought he was never funnier than in that movie. Also directed by Ron Howard, who directed him in Gung Ho, and also the movie The Paper, which was pretty good. Robert Duvall was also about a Daily News newspaper.
Doug, you know one of my favorite actors is John Cusack.
Yes.
One of my other favorite actors is Michael Keaton, and pretty much for the same reason. These guys can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
They can be hysterical, and they can be serious, and they can do kind of adventure stuff. And it's just, it's really interesting to watch somebody who's got that varied of a career.
Yeah. And it is great, the fact that from all reports that Beetlejuice 2 will happen sometime later this year, and he'll get a chance to reprise that iconic role, which a lot of people love.
His movie, Multiplicity, there is nothing funnier on the big screen.
His expressions, the way he is. So I thought that Johnny Dangerously was wonderful.
Yep. I like
that. Loved that.
Stupid movie. It was so much
fun. I can't believe you liked that movie.
Oh, why?
Because it's so stupid.
Well, but it was funny stupid. Episcopo, I thought, also was good in it, but Keaton was really, really good. All right, let's bring it around to today. Chucker, we have a lot of time for you today. Richie, we don't need any time, right?
Nah, we're all set. All, you know, whatever. Who cares?
You want what? Who cares about commercials?
Just everybody goes Sherwin-Williams.
Ask Sherwin-Williams.
Okay, Chuck, it's all you.
All right, so Chucker, what do we have coming out this weekend, and what's still around that you think is going to be doing well over the holiday weekend?
Well, the movie A Walk in the Woods with Robert Redford and Nick Nolte opened on Wednesday. It actually did pretty good. Did, I think, $1 million of business in its first day. The film was picked up at a film festival for like $5 million. It's expected to do around $9 or $10 million this weekend, which is very, very respectable. Also opening is Transporter.
All right, hold on just a second.
Yes.
Redford is more doing this kind of stuff where he gets whatever he gets on the back end. They use him, bring him in. That movie, was it last year? He was on that sailboat movie.
I like that. I like that film. So did a lot of other people, and it barely got a theatrical release. It really almost went strictly to VOD, which is video on demand. So this is a big step up for Redford lately. I mean, he's 79 years old. Not that that matters, but do a movie that's going to make $10 million and where he headlines. It's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. Right, excuse me. You were saying what else comes out this weekend?
Just Transporter Rebooted, which is a reboot of the Transporter franchise, which starred at the first three, Jason Statham. They got a new actor. I'm not even sure of his name.
Does anybody really care about the Transporter
movies?
It's
on 3,500 screens, so it's playing everywhere.
Okay.
The movie News of Interest. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Yes.
Why wouldn't they bring Stratham back? Did he want too much money? I mean, franchise, huh?
Yeah, probably because he didn't want to do it. That's in a simple term. I don't know if you touched on this yesterday, but the actress Kate Blanchett is now attached to play Lucille Ball in an authorized biopic written by Aaron Sorkin. I think that's great casting. I think she'll kill it in that role. The movie Black Mass, Johnny Depp playing Boston gangster Whitey Bulger, screened at the Venice Film Festival the other day to a very strong standing applause ovation.
Yeah.
Film hits theaters on the 18th. From the people who said it, say this is a major return for Johnny Depp in a serious acting fare. He is a tremendous performance. Also, really good buzz, Doug, on the movie Everest, which hits theaters in IMAX on the 18th and wide everywhere else on the 25th. That one stars Jake Gyllenhaal and Josh Brolin, and I'm actually looking forward to seeing that one.
All right. So your prediction for the winner this weekend will be?
I don't even know.
Really?
I'm going to say A Walk in the Woods at $10
million. Yeah. I'm going to say
nothing's going to bring down that, nobody's going to be lining up around the block for anything this weekend, though.
I'm going to see Man from U.N.C.L.E. then. You haven't seen that, have you?
Cool. I'm doing a revival of High Noon, so I'm looking forward to that. Good.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at...